Some years ago, an actress named Ann Juliet, some of you may remember, was in some Broadway plays and television shows. But in March of 1985, she was exercising in a health club in the San Fernando Valley, California. And she noticed a growth on her body. And at that moment, she became very frightened and really shocked, and correctly suspecting that it was cancerous. The next day, before she went to the doctor, she stopped off at her local parish, St. Francis de Sales. And over its door is an inscription that Anne had noticed many times, but she never really paid attention to it. Now she did, and she read it. And this is what it said: "The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to hear it or to bear it. Be at peace then. Put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations." She felt like when she read those words were addressed directly to her. And so she entered the church, knelt before the Blessed Sacrament, and prayed that the words she had just read would be part of her, that she would truly be at peace and have God's love touch her. And that's what happened. A calm came over her. And so as she went to the doctor, some 2 weeks later, had surgery and a double mastectomy, the radiant trust of God was truly in her, and her peace of mind was truly an example. And that example was reported in the news. And she became, over time, really a sign and an image of God's love for thousands of cancer victims since then. Ann Julian's story is really the story of the gospel today. Jesus being summoned to Jairus' house because the daughter of the synagogue official was ill. And as someone runs up in the gospel, we hear the person say, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher anymore?" And you can imagine Jairus' eyes filled with tears at that moment. And he's giving up hope. And Jesus turns to him as he does to us today. And he says, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." That's the invitation to each and every one of us today. Do not be afraid. Just have faith. And it's the invitation given to us in the midst of life as it is for each and every one of us. All of us came into this church with something. And as we dip our hands in the holy water, we pray that the Lord Jesus would truly be with us, and the blessed God would truly touch our lives. Do we really believe that as we celebrate this Eucharist? Do we really believe that the Lord Jesus can touch us in the same way he touched Aunt Julian, in the same way he touched Jairus' daughter, in the same way he touched the woman with the hemorrhage? Because he can. And he is, and he will. It's a matter of us letting him into those spots of our lives that need healing. So if we're worried about something in our lives right now, bring it to him. If we have something that we're really concerned about, especially an illness for ourselves, or for somebody in our family, or somebody that we know, bring it to him. If we got concerned about our marriage, or about a family member, we have a concern about our son, our daughter, our granddaughter, our grandson, bring it to him. Bring it to him. We are people of faith. We are called to that faith in this Eucharist. And that's where its healing truly happens for each of us. It is the love of God that we celebrate. And if you're a young person and stuff is going on in your life, whether family or with friends, let Him touch your life. Let Him bring healing and peace to your life. Let His love truly touch you and bless you and be with you. The sign of the church, the same everlasting Father who cares for you today will care for you tomorrow and every day. That's our step of faith. Either He will shield you from suffering or He will give you unfailing strength to bear it, be at peace in, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. We can think of a lot. We can really think dark thoughts. We can really get nervous and concerned, but the love of God is there for us for those moments. And so we let the Lord Jesus touch us. And just as the woman with the hemorrhage touched the tassel of Jesus, let's touch the tassel of Jesus during this Eucharist. For He will heal us, and He will bring healing and peace to our lives. And even more than that, as we approach the altar to receive His body and blood, it is Him who becomes a part of us. It is the gift of God's love that we receive, and we are filled with it. And so whatever is going on, let Him into it. Let Him touch it. Let Him bless it. Let Him forgive it. Let Him bring healing to whatever moment in our lives we need healing. Final little point written by one of the priests. The road of life was bright. It stretched before my sight. The Lord was at my side to be my friend and guide, and so I started out. But then the sky turned dark. The road grew rough, and steep rocks and ruts tripped my feet. My legs grew sore and weak. I scarce could carry on. I turned and cried, "My Lord, why this pain? Why this flight? Why the ruts? Why the rocks? Where's the road? Where's the light? I cannot carry on." Then the Lord turned and said, "My child, where is your faith? Where is your belief in me? Love chose this road for you. Just trust and travel on." Jesus tells us, do not be afraid. Just ask.